The perfect pairing. I'm CJ Jackson, and this is the Business Review. To find out how to pair a particular brand with an athletic team successfully, marketing professor Kirk Wakefield asks what frequent fans think about the product.
The intent for the brand is to associate with something you're very passionate about, and hopefully your passion for that will transfer to the brand. And it's called consistency theory. Okay, balance theory is another way for it. I got to stay balanced. Why would I love this brand and love this team that I associate with this brand and then not want to buy it? What I think and feel about an object determines what I do about it.
Wakefield says there's no point in having a sponsorship for a general population of fans. It only provides an incremental lift. However, the more loyal the sports fan, the more favorable the attitude toward the sponsor. And over time, that strong, loyal bond will work in the brand's favor.
If you just go to one event, one game, you aren't passionate about the game and the team, whatever else it is, which means you aren't paying much attention, which means you aren't getting any benefit from the sponsor. It's impossible to not link, for instance, American Airlines and the Mavericks if you're a frequent Mavericks, you know, game attender. So if I feel positively towards the Mavericks and American Airlines, choosing between American Airlines and, you know, United, you know, in the same route, I'll try to be consistent with that. My loyalty, and of course, you've got loyalty.
Wakefield also found passionate sports fans in San Antonio who cheer on the Spurs at the AT&T Center spend more on that phone company's services because of their great affinity for the team. The Business Review is a production of KWBU, Livingston McKay, and the Handkammer School of Business at Baylor University.